Hello.
Hello, am I having a word with Bruce?
Hello?
Hello, am I having a word with Bruce?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Bruce, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Real good.
Glad to hear that, Bruce. I am one of the project managers, and I will be the one working throughout towards the end of your project. So is it a good time for us to have a word?
Yes.
Awesome. Sounds great, Bruce. So, Bruce, I just wanted to get on board and wanted to understand a few things from your end so that we both are on the same page. And let me give you an idea of what my role would be throughout the project. So I personally will be handling the project along with the production team, and I will be the one who will be delivering the deliverables to you. So I just wanted to get a brief idea of what your book is about and what was the whole purpose of writing it. Can you just give me a brief idea about the book?
Well, okay. I sent the manuscript over, the finished, complete one, and then the original 15-page manuscript of my original idea. Did you read that first one, the little one?
Yep, I have two of the manuscripts. So do you want us to get kick-started with the one that is finalized, correct? The one with 224 pages?
Correct, but I wanted you to see, if you read the original story, the Gravitator one, those were my words, and it was pretty much a narrative. And I hired this ghostwriter to write a story and bring in some dialogue and characters, right? And he did that. And
gotcha,
he kind of took it in a different direction to a degree. And I was a little disappointed that he'd taken such a drastic different area that I had to pull him back in the last four or five chapters. I had to say, whoa, you're going the wrong direction here. And so he redid it. And it's okay, but it's not. It still needs some, you know, good editing. But why I sent you that shorter one called the Amazing Gravitator, because that was my original story that I had written. And I just wanted you to read it because it's a short read. It's only 15 pages, but
pages.
It gives you an idea.
Yes.
Gives you an idea of exactly where I was at and what I was trying to, sell or write about. And I wanted to have you read it so that you can see if there's anything in the story that missed my main premise about the whole thing.
I got your point. Let me guide you how we're going to be moving forward from here and what my next steps would be after you've instructed me about those 15 pages and the one that your writer completed. So what I am going to do is I am going to have my writing team align, and I'm going to be sharing the 15 pages and the completed manuscript with them as well. So what's going to happen is my team is going to review the 15 pages. First, after that, they're going to review the whole manuscript, the completed file, and they're going to take like 6 to 7 business days. And at first, I am going to be sharing an editorial report with you. So basically, what editorial report is that it would be having the SWOT analysis, where we will be sharing the strengths, the weaknesses, and the areas where we can work on in terms of editing. So there are two types of editing.
I'll hear back to you in about
editing.
7 days. Okay. Any time to read it?
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. So once we read it and we share the editorial report, I personally am going to be giving you a call as well after you review the report, and I'll let you know how we can proceed forward. So it's completely up to you. It's not necessary that you agree with all the things that are mentioned in the editorial report. For example, if the team says that, hey, Bruce, we think that the plot just needs to be a bit more stronger, and this is what we can do. So it's not necessary for you to agree with all the things, but whatever you agree with or whatever suggestions you give, we're going to move forward that way. And
great.
Also,
I'm really looking forward to seeing what you guys have to say about it.
Awesome.
I think
sounds
it's a
great.
Unique story. There's nothing like it out there. There's no other story like it. It's pretty unique. And it's based on my own theories. Okay.
I got it. I will share the same with my team as well so that they have an idea what your mindset was before writing the book. And more than that, it's just the first draft. It's just the first editorial report that is going to take such time, for example, 6 to 8 business days. But after that, once you agree with all the editing or once we kickstart the editing, let me guide you how that would work as well so that you have an idea how we will be moving forward after the editorial report. So either you agree or whatever suggestions you give, what happens is that we're going to kickstart the project in terms of editing. It's just the first draft that takes 6 to 8 business days, but after that, every draft that we share, that is going to take 4 to 5 business days at max, plus minus 1 or 2 days. So when I say draft, the team is not going to be working on the book completely. The team is going to be working on your book either chapter by chapter or pages by pages to ensure that the quality is maintained. And I will be sharing that with you before we proceed towards the next draft.
Good. And what's your name again?
Yep, that is Josh Baker.
Josh.
Yep.
Okay,
and
where are you calling from, Josh?
Yep, I am. The office is located in California, and the head office, it's in New York. So we do have the production team and the publishing team scattered around within U.S., within different states. So I will have my team aligned accordingly. I'll have a short meeting with them, and I'll keep you posted on that as well. Just a quick more thing that I would need help with and I would need you to sign up on. We have our own portal that we use to communicate with the client because it has to maintain the correspondence and the files over there. So do you have a quick minute or two so that I can get you signed up over there?
Okay.
Sure. I've sent you an email a couple of minutes back. Can you please check your email? I would just need you to sign up on that portal, and I've also shared 2 forms with you that I would want you to fill out and share them back with me. And I'll walk you through the portal as well.
Okay, so I got to sign some more stuff? What?
No, you don't need to sign anything else. Let me guide you regarding that. So we have our own portal, a portal that is Teamwork Portal, which we use to communicate with the client. So that's just a website that you would be using to communicate with us instead of just having an email correspondence over the threads. So I will just help you to sign up on that particular portal so that you can just log in over there, and the files that I will be sharing with you will be shared on that particular portal.
Okay, I'm hold on. Josh Baker, there you are.
Yep,
all right.
There's going
all
to be
right.
an email that's going to say to get started.
Okay, you will receive an invitation for a protocol. If you want, feel free to call you.
Yep, that is one of the email. There will be another email as well, which is going to ask you to get started.
Above this. How do I reply to this?
Okay, you would need to log into the portal first. Do you see any other email as well? Just below this email, you might have received one more email.
Oh, yes, I do.
Which is going to ask you.
Here it is. Yep. Get started. Okay,
yep.
Gotcha.
Yep, click on that once.
Okay, Bruce Clark, create a password. Okay, I can do that.
Yep. Yep, create a password.
8 characters, 2 numbers. Okay, I got to do it over. Hold on.
Sure.
What?
Let me know when you're done.
At least 8 characters and 2 numbers. I've got 2 numbers? Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. Got it.
Perfect. So once you're logged in, you will have to search for the option on the top, which is going to say inbox. Do you see that option or messages?
It's coming up awfully slow here. It's not loaded yet. It's still loading.
Sure.
It's a blank page. It's not loading.
Yep. On the top, do you see a list of options? Do you see any different option which is going to say?
No, the page is not loading. Let me cancel out of here and try it again. Get started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get started again. Teamwork. Invite already accepted. What's this?
Okay, it says it was accepted.
Yep, did it load now?
Oh, hold on.
Sure.
Okay, I'm in. Yeah, there it is. Okay, I want to go to what now?
The messages option. Either you're going to see messages or inbox.
Add task, dashboard, more activity, inbox. Okay, I'm in the inbox.
So once you click on the inbox, you're going to see a subject which is going to say welcome on board. Do you see that?
No, it says view your inbox. Should I view it? Yeah.
Yep,
so
view it once.
You're going to add a welcome on board. Yes, I see
yep,
that.
Yep, click on that once. So welcome on board is like the subject of the email. And once you click on that, you will be able to view my message. Do you see the message?
Yeah, it finds you well. It's Josh Baker.
Perfect.
You received an invitation. Yeah.
Awesome. So just below the message, do you see the two forms attached? One is the Penguin book editing form, and the other one is
yes.
the brief form?
Yes.
Perfect. So all I would need from your end is you just need to fill out these two forms. These are just two brief forms that I will be sharing with my illustration team so that we can work on the book cover simultaneously. And the other one would be the book editing form where you can just give your basic details so that I can share that with the writing team, like about the book, about the author, what the dimension would be, just the basic details. So once you share this
okay,
with me,
I
will
I
have
do...
the project. Uh-huh.
Okay, here's the problem. I can't add any, I can't fill this out. It's not taking me, it's not allowing me to click like
sure.
client mode.
You would...
display.
Okay, sure. You would need to download the files first. So do you see the option which says
oh,
download all?
Download them. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
once you download that, it's just a Microsoft Word file that you can fill out and share it back with me. Let me guide you how you can reply back as well. So just below the files, do you see an option which says add reply?
Hold on. I'm opening up the brief form right now.
Sure.
Opening office four, okay?
Sure.
All right, there it is. What is the title of the book? Okay, I can fill this out right now, all right?
Yep, just the basic details. And let me help you how you can reply back on the same portal as well. When you scroll down the message, do you see an option which says add reply?
Scroll down this questionnaire?
Go back to the same portal and... when you scroll down on the same message that you were reading, you will see an option which says add reply.
Right, add reply. I'm hitting that right now.
Yep. So once you click over there, you can just simply type your message on the box which says type your message over here, and it will give you an option.
What message?
Any message. For example, it's any message. Whenever you're sharing your file, you can just write a one-liner that, hello, Josh, please find the file below, or this is how we're going to be communicating with each other. So this is just the guidance how you can reply back from your end. And also it's going to give you an option to attach a file. So once you fill out these two forms, you can click on attach a file and post your reply and I'll get the files.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it. I'm gonna fill this out and
perfect.
Then I'll attach the file.
Perfect.
Right?
Perfect. Sounds great. As soon as I get the file, I'm going to give you a confirmation message as well, and I'll let you know about the timeline as well. All right?
Okay. What does it mean? What is the genre of the book? What? Like
you
like,
can just
is it a fiction or what?
Yep, just like that. So you can, if it's a fictional story or if it's something else, a family book or something like that, you can just fill that out. If you don't have any idea, you can just leave that as other, and we're going to take care of that. So you don't have to fill out all the details. Whatever you can fill, you can fill that and leave the rest pending. I'll take care of that.
Okay. Title, font, or preference, no. Image-based, no. Illustrated-based, no. Well...
Yep, so these are just the basic details that you would need to fill in case you feel
human
that...
close-up, object close-up, full human figure, landscape. There's no images, really, unless you guys want some in there.
Yep, that is the book cover
design
form.
Style,
that
elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just let that one go. Any specific element you want your book? Is there any specific color palette? No.
Yep, this form is basically
I'm gonna
for the book cover.
Guys, I'm going to let you guys worry about that.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, but you can just give an idea what sort of book cover you would like, or you can just give us a one-liner and we'll share the mock-ups with you. And I'll be waiting on the forms. In case you need any sort of help, you can always revert back. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Any specific element you want in your book? What do you mean, element?
Okay, basically the form that you're reviewing, the form that you're reviewing, that is the book cover form. So in case you want to add any element in the book cover, that is something that we're inquiring.
Right. All right. If image-based, no, it's not. Okay, I think any specific book cover style? No. I'm going to let you guys just use your imaginations and professionalism to come up with a good cover. Title.
Sure,
font.
We're going to take that, but.
No, I'm going to let you guys determine that. I like the idea of 8.5 by 11, but I'm open minded.
Six by
nine, I'll put open-minded. Okay. Bruce Clark, author name, 115. Okay, now I just, X out of this to save it?
Yep.
Hello? Yes? Now, is it the same saved one? Will it save in what I've already saved too?
Yep, once you click on save, that is going to save on your end, on your personal system, and you would need to share that file.
Oh, I see. It's saving it as a separate document on my. Okay.
Yep.
Hold on. Okay. What am I going to cover? Book cover brief form. Okay, that's what I'm going to save. Okay, got that one done. Now, what's the other one? Brief form, book editing services. Let me open that one. Where'd it go? Okay. I saved it, but it didn't click add home. Here. Book editing services. Okay. All right. Ghost editing services. Client name. Okay, I got to fill this out too, huh? Oh,
yep.
It's not letting me. It's not letting me fill it in. Author name. Okay, that's letting me in. Okay. I don't know why you guys can't fill this out.
We'll fill out all the details. You can just fill out the ones, the basic ones, and leave the other pending, and I'll take care of that.
Okay. Total page count. Oh, gee. Let me pull that up.
You can skip that. That is 224.
No, I'm curious myself.
Sure.
But is it going to show me a page count in PDF?
Yep, that is going to show you the page count. Once you scroll one or two pages, it's going to tell you what the total count is.
It is, huh? Going on here. What? Well, for some reason, oh, here we go. All right. Once I do a couple pages, it will show me the word count. Where? In view? Let's see. Edit. Insert pages. No. Password. Where does it show the word count in a PDF?
Sure. Let me guide you. Let me open up the file. Just when you open the PDF, give me 1 second.
Combine files, create PDF, reopen, convert, save as, compress, request, share file, close file, properties. Here we
yep.
go.
On the top properties. Of the page, it's going to tell you.
Number of pages, 224.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Okay, where to go? Doggone it. Here we go. 224, okay. Is 224 okay page count?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, it's not letting me type anything in. Please tell us a little about your book. It won't let me fill anything in there. So, basic idea, unfinished manuscript, complete, a screen treatment. Yeah, it's semi-complete. Needs editing.
Yep. Let me. Are you able to fill that, or shall I have it updated on my end?
Yeah, I'm able to fill that. What are your primary objectives of this book? Entertaining readers, good reviews, credibility, entertaining readers, I suppose. Earn money, that's another one, sure.
Okay.
Informing, educating readers, yeah, because what I'm offering is my own theory on things, and it's educational, all right. Okay. You have a complete draft. How would you best describe it? First rough draft, yeah. Excessively, yeah. First, yeah. Okay. Where do you feel your book needs most work? Book evaluation, assessment of potential and current form, yes. Story or content development, yes. Polishing the writing, yes. We're getting to be all a story transitions from one part to the next. Yeah, character development. All of the above, really.
Okay,
not necessarily. Hold on. Exploring the potential for film. Yes, indeed. I think this could be a great move. Grammar, punctuation, yes. Okay. Work building, character development. I don't think it needs a whole lot of character development. We have more than enough there, I think. Story transitions from one part to the next. Yes, I would like that. Because there's some mistakes in there you'll find where the author wrote that they were talking about one person, but then they described somebody else when they were talking about that same person. So you'll catch that. It's pretty goofy.
Sure. We'll review that.
No. Who's the audience for your book? Why would readers be interested in your book? Good sci-fi. Who do you plan on selling your book to? That's not letting me fill anything out. Weird. Oh, there it does. Who do you plan on selling your book to? Of course, red colleagues or general. Okay, who's the audience for this book? I guess sci-fi. right. Who do you plan on selling your book to? Yeah, general market. Is there a particular writing style that you prefer? No. No. Jeez. Are there any books similar to the one? No, I've never heard of one.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah, it's really, this is a unique book. Is there any something else you'd like to discuss, tell us about here? Make certain you read, make certain you first read 15-page author's actual work. To confirm if story follows very well. Well enough.
Got it.
Okay, enough. All right, is there anything? Yeah, make sure you read the 15-page author's actual work. And I'll call that's called, in parentheses, The Amazing Gravitator. All right, to confirm, okay. Now, I'm going to save this baby, and I'm putting that right. Desktop, element 115, okay, book editing services, brief form, okay, good. All right, I've got them both saved. I'm going to attach them to that email right now. Well, now, hold on. Oh, did you just get an email?
Just give me one quick second.
From me that says, hello, Josh, I understand this is how we communicate. Did you just receive that?
Just give me a second. Let me refresh it on my end.
Yeah, I didn't mean to send it. I was apparently hit. Okay, I'm going to reply to this one of you. Where do I reply? Add reply. Try that. Here we go. Okay.
Yep, I got your message.
Okay, now you're seeing it without... You've seen it without any attachments, correct?
Yep, that was without the attachment.
No. Right. Okay. Attach file. Okay, boom. File. Select from existing files. Okay, here we go. All files. Single book. Okay, I'm going to send these two to you. I hope they are updated.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I hope they have my answers, what you're getting right now. You might want to open one real quick.
Sure, I'll open it right away while we're on the call. Let me know once you've shared it.
Okay, where do I push send?
Okay.
I just attached the file.
Let me check.
Attach the file. Hold on, I didn't push send yet. Post your reply. Post? No.
Yep. Just type a one-liner message as well so that I can get your message along with the file.
Yeah, this one just says see attachments, okay? But I don't see that they're sitting there. Who should we notify files, add a post to reply. How do I send this?
Okay, just type a one-liner message on the top.
I did.
Okay, and now below that, do you see the file attached?
No, I don't.
Okay, click on attach a file once again.
Oh, now underneath there, yes, I do see them underneath there, yes.
Perfect.
I see them both under attach files, it says files, it shows both of them.
Perfect.
Now push post my reply?
Yep, click on post your reply.
Okay, there it is.
Sure. And it's done?
Yeah, it's done. You should be able to... Click on it. Make sure you see my answers in these.
Sure. 1 second.
I just wrote C attachments is all I wrote. The two are sitting there. But you got to open one up to make sure that they both got updated. Because I did save them. So they saved where I saved it, and it saved my answers on your end too, huh? Did it save all copies of my reply, my response on those questionnaires when I push save?
Let me check real quick. The file that you have shared, Bruce, that is the one without the edit, without the answers.
Ah, that's what I figured. Okay, let me do this again. Add reply.
Sure, sure.
On this one, I'll put second attempt. Second.
Sure.
Attempt.
Sure.
And that's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to attach a file. And now I'm going to go, instead of the ones they told me to attach, I'm going to attach the ones where I know they are. Document important files, no category, select files. Come on. List view. What the hell? Why can't this go to my computer? Okay, let me do this again. Add file. I'm going to drop or paste files here. Okay, I'm going to just drop them, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, let me find it. Okay, Penguin Book Editing Service. Let me drop it there. There it is. There it is. Now let me do the other one. Reset book elevator. Penguin Book Editing Service. Rest book outline. Rest of book outline. Oh, brief. Updated. Book cover brief. Yeah, okay. And then do that one. Okay, drop. There they both are. Okay, now I'm posting. All right, try that.
Sure,
it says second attempt. Yeah, this should show differently with answers.
I'm just refreshing it.
It should be the right files. You should have them.
Yep. It's just downloading on my end. I'm checking it real quick.
Good.
Yep, this is the filled out one.
Good. So the other one should be two. So good. So you're all set, and I'll hear from you in about a week.
Yep, all good now, and I'll be sharing the editorial report with you within the next 6 to 7 business days. All right.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Bruce. Take care of yourself. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.